This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me. Today's topic, you can't buy that. A lot of people equate purchasing something as an accomplishment. A person who goes on an expensive vacation is not the same as a person who backpacks around the world. Nor are the people who buy a house similar to a person who builds a house. Nor is a person who buys a classic car versus a person who repairs their own car. This misconception of buying versus doing is rampant among people who have money through some kind of manipulation of the financial system. But the difference is clearly recognized by people who actually produce something real. As irritating as it is for a doer to listen to a buyer, there are people who accumulate their money as if that's accomplishment enough. At least a buyer gets something from their money. They might even be able to buy some happiness. The satisfaction of ownership, the pride that comes with the acquisition of a lifelong goal, or savoring the envy of others. However, there is a deeper satisfaction that can't be bought. That kind can only come from accomplishments, which is more valuable than money. Money can easily be taken away from you, but accomplishments are forever. In fact, the ultimate purpose of money should be to use it to achieve something. The worst people are those who, out of their own sense of inadequacy, dismiss the accomplishments of others while wallowing in rewards that can be purchased. A common refrain from these kind of people is, "I could have done that too if I'd had the time, inclination, money, and luck," thereby trivializing the accomplishment. In response, a doer can be just as dismissive of purchased pride by saying, "You can't buy that." For more, see my website at martinhash.com.